When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If you're just tuning in now, you missed 2 hours. Great stuff. John Cobalt announced he's running for Speaker of the House. A really bizarre twist to the show.
I could do that.
You can, right? Because apparently Trump can do it. They said you don't have to be a member of Congress.
Yeah, you have to be as a citizen. That's all. So they got 330 million candidates. They can't settle on one. Those guys, I'm sorry, those Republican House members are the biggest bunch of clowns I've ever seen in my life. What a colossal, that's a zoo. That is an absolute zoo of morons.
Well, it's a heart and soul battle over Trump or move on from Trump. Kind of what it is.
Well,
these are the MAGA people that support Trump that are in one, that Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have enough votes.
They don't, but they can stop somebody from winning.
Right, right.
Because the Democrats are sitting there and voting for some guy named Hakeem Jeffries from New York. They're Democrat guys, so they're not voting for any Republicans.
Well, yeah, he's their leader.
That's the problem.
Yeah, well.
He's their leader, right.
Oh, it's a stupid system, and it's compounded because it's populated by 435 idiots. They got $100 billion in war money to give out to Ukraine and Israel and elsewhere. And there's nobody who can sign the paperwork because they don't have a permanent speaker. A dumbass group of people.
Yeah, that's what happened last night. Old Joe made his Oval Office speech, and basically he's submitting a $100 billion request to Congress. The money is for Ukraine and Israel. $61 billion for Ukraine. And there is a growing number of Republicans who are retiring of funding Ukraine. It's been another sort of undercurrent that's been going on for some time now. Of course, they're heavily and big supporters of Israel. And that the theory is that Biden's packaging them together. So, you know, hey, you want the Israel money? I mean, the Ukraine money.
If you want to have a debate and fight out what the exact numbers are, but you have to be able to go into session to do that. And to go into session and actually make decisions and pass bills, you need a speaker. I just don't get this. It's just stupidity.
Look at that. $1 billion to counter fentanyl. Really? Hire additional customs and border protection officers, among other things. Good luck with that.
Why don't you put up the wall?
$1 billion for migrant support? Oh, no.
Yeah. Right.
To host families for migrants, U.S. aid. So is this money that's going to go to cities like New York, which has been overwhelmed with the migrant surge? Or
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, is that what he's up to there? The big story is today, of course, Israel-Hamas. Well, we're waiting for the ground war to begin, but nobody knows when that's going to happen. Two American hostages have been released. It's a mother and a daughter from Illinois. Hamas let them go. That's it. There's supposedly, I'm reading, that there's possibly more than 100 Americans who are in Gaza. They're not hostages, but they're in Gaza, kind of caught in the whole... It's not a place you want to be right now. Any way you can get out of there,
there's no way out.
Yeah.
All the border crossings are locked down.
Right.
Can't go into Israel, can't go into Egypt.
Egypt, no. Only Israeli top military and civilian commanders know the details of the attack plan that is going to be carried out at some point here. But it says it's going to probably start at night. Most Israeli soldiers have been issued night vision goggles or trained to use them in the dark. Plus, aerial assets of Israel, manned planes, helicopters, and pilotless drones can operate in total darkness.
They have 360,000 troops.
Israel?
At the border, yeah. That is twice as many as the Russians had before they entered Ukraine. 360,000.
But Russia's a much bigger country than Israel.
Oh, I know. This is a huge percentage of the population. The population, I think, is about 9 million.
You're required, though, to serve, aren't you, in Israel?
Isn't that part you of are.
Yeah,
you must. And you can be called up until age 55.
Oh, okay.
And there are, I don't know how it works. I guess even if you've moved to other countries, somehow you're obligated. And there's some American Jewish men who have who are enlisted on their own.
Yeah, I've heard that some are volunteering to get over there, right?
I mean, some of Eric Sklar's friends have been called out. He knows about 15 guys.
Is he going too? Because he's not like here today.
Seems like he was borderline to me. Like
I was going to say, you've been talking to him, and he's pretty worked up over this.
Yeah, he's very worked up over it.
So, we'll understand if he has to leave the show for a while to help his,
I think he's just short of going over there.
He's not an immigrant, though, is he? No.
No. But Americans, anybody can enlist.
I know. Why don't you go? You should go to Ukraine. They need more help.
You know what? I just contrasted to America in that poll that, half the Democrats would not resist if a foreign invader took over this country.
No.
I mean, they have a cohesiveness in Israel, which we used to have in America, post-World War II, and all this diversity nonsense. And all this anti-America teaching has completely destroyed our spirit and our sense of being united as a country and willing to fight for the unique freedoms we have here.
Yeah.
And it's really astounding how much damage the schools and universities have done to people's minds and the media. Where now, if we got invaded, a good chunk of the population would just roll over and say, okay, tell me what to do, I'll do it. And you could see the mindset of these people already, right? Because when some empty can like Gavin Newsom started closing down schools, ordering people to wear masks, restricting where you can eat, you couldn't eat outdoors anymore at a restaurant. Everybody went, okay, I'll do that. It's for our good, right? So everybody's all primed here to give up, roll over, give up your rights, give up your freedoms. They'll give it up for Gavin Newsom. Of course, they'll give it up for the next dictator that barges in here.
We thought you would enjoy this audio. This is a CNN reporter by the name of Sarah Seidner, who's at the West Bank. I guess she's live on the air, and some Palestinians didn't take kindly to her presence and CNN's presence. We got about 35 seconds of audio to play.
Journalists gathered here because this is kind of where the clashes happens. So, all right.
You are genocide supporters. Okay, you are not welcome here. Genocide supporters. CNN. CNN.
All right. You see that people are very angry. They do not like the way in which that CNN has been reporting the story. You hear that. But this is, we're fine. But what you are seeing is the heightened fear, anger, frustration with what's happening.
Thanks for explaining.
She's trying to keep
that.
Her composure. Yeah,
I wouldn't have known that these people are angry. I'm glad she pointed that out.
That freaked her out a bit. Yeah,
well,
CNN, he yelled. F CNN.
Yeah, because
you are not welcome here. You are a genocide supporter.
These are angry young men screaming in her face. She doesn't know if she's going to get carried off and taken over to one of those Gaza tunnels.
I know. But reporters live for this. They want to be right there in the war zones.
Well, and there you go.
This is West Bank, though. It's not Gaza.
It's all the same.
There's still a lot of
hostility. It's all the same. God, there's so many angry young men in that region of the world. Today I heard there's huge protests in most of the Arab countries.
Yeah, they're surrounding Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangladesh. They're turning out by the thousands in these countries: Iraq, Syria, and Yemen,
Arab and Muslim countries. Yeah, and they're focused on U.S. and Israeli embassies, consulates, and any other official buildings. And it's thousands and thousands. And they're all waving Palestinian flags. And then you see in this country all the goof heads from the universities and various groups and their Palestinian marches. It's like, hey, go ahead, cheer on the terrorists. Excellent. You've got the freedom to do that in this country. But at least admit you're cheering on terrorists who behead babies and light children on fire and kill mothers.
And let's not forget, like ISIS, they want a caliphate. And basically, they want their religious nation. And it's not going to be kind to progressive values that you're supporting.
Oh, no. No.
Not at all. We talked about this yesterday. Trans people and probably not welcome by Hamas people.
Gay people in these countries get thrown off roofs. They get murdered. So I don't understand this hodgepodge marriage of all these progressives. I don't get it.
It's just the underdog thing. And again, the colonizers. Israel's the colonizer. So therefore, they're the enemy. The Palestinians are the underdogs. That's why we're on their side. That's it.
These people are cheering terrorists. You see these Americans cheering on they're cheering Hamas at what they're doing. Some of them try to go, no, I'm cheering for the Palestinian people. It's like you're cheering for Hamas. Stop it. You weren't cheering for the Palestinian people yesterday or the day before. No, it's ever since Hamas did that bombing. And by the way, none of these people even give lip service to the 1,400 Jewish people that got slaughtered. They don't say boo about that.
No.
You know, they're not even honest about it. They have their cover stories.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Another quick update. The U.S. military, the USS Kearney, shot down 15 drones and 4 cruise missiles just yesterday in about 9 hours that they believe could have been heading to Israel. They were shot down with M2 surface-to-air missiles. The rockets, they believe, were headed to Israel from various places. All right, let's bring out the moist line, folks. You just do this. You leave us a message. They're reviewed either through the iHeartRadio app using the microphone icon, or you call this toll-free number as some of them make it on the air, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I agree with John. Protesting is total exercise in narcissism. And you know why you always see dumb, dopey college students protesting? Because us adults that have jobs don't have the time to go protest. Imagine telling your boss you're going to take a day off from work so you can go protest in the street. See how long you have a job anymore.
I have automotive insecurity. I'm among the uncarred because some lowlife stole my car and got away with no bail.
You know, when the Israeli conflict with Hamas, hopefully it'll end soon. But whenever it does, the next decision that's being reached is, what about all the cleanup? Who's going to pay for it? Well, a good decision would be, rather than give Iran all that money, $6 billion, let's use their money to fix up the mess. They back Hamas. They started the whole situation. All they're claiming they're not. They're just hiding behind the scenes, being puppeteers. Let's use their money.
You can kind of count DeSantis out right now because he banned abortion in Florida. And there's no way in hell any Republican is going to get elected president who banned abortion.
Hey, John, there's plenty of Gascon voters and believers. They're all illegals. They're bussing them in. They're walking in. They're swimming in. Wake up. No one else but illegals are voting for Gascon.
As I take a sip of my pumpkin spice latte, I was still little. R.I.P.
I'm going to go to Costco. Racist. I'm going to double up on pumpkin pie. I was going to buy one. No, I think I'll buy two, maybe three, and hand them out to my neighbors. It's so stupid. So sick of this shit.
The guy you interviewed who got fired because he just didn't approve some project, he used the word integrity. I know that's not what politicians like. Should run for mayor. We'd vote for him. We'd vote for someone with integrity. Yeah, he wins.
Even though George Gaslighting Gascon claims LA is much safer, I'm not sure he can muster enough votes from all his unsavory criminal constituents to get reelected.
I can't believe that transportation guy got terminated. He should sue for wrongful termination.
Hey, when is Dennis Rodman going to Israel and China?
You know, I voted for Trump twice, but after 2020, he just lost everything. You know, if the thing is, as I've been saying all this time, if he is the nominee, the Republicans will lose and the Democrat will win, and that will just screw us all. DeSantis has to be the nominee, but not enough Republicans and independents get that, unfortunately.
You know, some members of the squad, of course, have recommended a ceasefire in the Middle East based on Israel's actions. But there already was a ceasefire prior to the weekend of October the 7th.
Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., Kamala Harris decides to leave to LAX, and now everybody's sitting here on the 405. No one's moving.
Kamala,
I can hear her cackling from here.
You just said that they're letting people in because of our wealth. It's not wealth. It's debt. We're letting them in to increase our debt. There's no wealth here.
So does that mean that people living in other states, such as Arizona, that live within 50 miles of the California border, can they get in-state tuition also? No, they have to pay out-of-state, even though they pay taxes.
That's right.
Musk lowered the prices on the Teslas in order to qualify them for government rebates. If not, the Teslas would have been priced well out of the competitive market.
Hey, you guys, don't knock the hybrid. Hybrid's cool. I've had them for years. And they shouldn't be mandating the electric car. They should have just mandated the hybrid and let people slowly transition over. And Elon Musk also said we should never have all electric. We need a balance. You know, yin and yang people.
With all the recent stabbings, why isn't there a cry for knife control? You know, every time somebody's shot, there's this cry for gun control, but nothing about knife control, and they're just as deadly.
Thank you for leaving your message.
I know, but how are we going to cut our food and cut our meat and prepare our... If we, they take away our knives.
It's what your teeth are for.
I don't use a gun in the kitchen very often, so...
Just occasionally.
Gut the fish. Of course, of note in there was the guy who's car insecure. That was a good one.
Car insecure. He's uncarred.
He's uncarred because he got stolen and with zero bail. That's probably going to be a more popular thing happening in L.A. County. That was a good term to use, uncarred. All right, we got more coming up, including an update on a story we've been talking about for a few months and a move made by the Los Angeles City Council, which is... Well, disappointing.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up, the final Moist Line calls of the week at about 3:50 here on the John and Ken show. Well, we've been following this story for some time now, and it got approved by the Los Angeles City Council. This is the homeless housing on the west side, John, the Pico Midvale Project. 33-bed facility on a city-owned parking lot at Midvale and Pico. We just talked about this across from the former Westside Pavilion. We just talked about this story this week because there is a transportation commissioner who was dismissed by Mayor Bascone because he thought maybe we ought to take a little closer look at the environmental impact of this homeless facility on the neighborhood. And she's like, oh, no, 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 no. The council decided that the project is exempt from a comprehensive environmental review. In fact, today they voted unanimously with one member absent to approve the 33-bed facility.
I don't understand.
Nobody voted no.
Well, of course, these are bad people running this council, and they don't care how they screw up normal people's lives. They just don't. 33 beds will destroy that neighborhood, which is what everyone is fearful of, because these are 33 unhinged, unbalanced, drug addicts, mental patients, ex-cons, maybe pedophiles. Who knows who's going to be in there, right? And then all their friends are going to come over. Now, these people, they'll be housed,
wow,
you know, for a few hours. But the rest of the day, they're going to be wandering around.
$4.6 million, sleeping cabins with restrooms in each unit, on-site laundry facilities, storage bins, office space. Yeah, in case they get a job, I guess.
Office space.
They can work from home.
Storage bins.
Should open in about a year, she says.
You know what? They have a year to do something. The neighborhood's got to do something.
It's just a parking lot, so figure out what else you can do. I mean, they had another site for her on Cotner.
She rejected it.
She wants this one. And Yaroslavsky says, well, you know, only 100 of the city's 16,000 homeless beds are in her district. So what, you underrepresent? You want to add?
You know what?
No, that's good.
I don't take anybody at face value what they're saying. There's some smelly deal in the background here. Because remember, Katie Yaroslavsky had some staff member who used to work at the nonprofit that's going to be running this particular operation.
Yeah, they got the no-bid deal.
Okay, they got a no-bid deal.
To do this.
$4.5 billion. Most of the time, these nonprofits are top-heavy with administrators who are paid six figures, and they gorge on tax money. So this is some kind of dirty inside deal. And then they'll go before the cameras and say, well, you know, this is necessary here, you know, in order to deal with the unhoused situation. No, it's about redistributing tax money to connected political insiders. There's no reason to pick that spot. And by the way, none of those unhoused people, none of these vagrants, they didn't live in the neighborhood.
That's the problem with this. Right?
Those aren't the sons.
They fell into homelessness. They got evicted from their rental unit on the west side.
You see, the problem with all these euphemisms is they start taking on a life of their own. No, these are dirty bums who drank too much, took too many drugs, are mentally ill. They come from out of town, out of state. They stumble into California because of all the lures we have, all the benefits we have. None of these are related to any of the neighbors. any of the people on, they're not obligated to help these people. Not at all. Why should 33 strangers come into a neighborhood and the neighborhood now has to compromise their health and safety, the safety of their wives and girlfriends and daughters? What? Why? Not to mention little children. Tell me, out of those 33 people, there isn't one pedophile that's going to be in that building?
She said residents will have access to mental health, substance use disorder specialist, employment assistance, help finding permanent housing, 24-hour security on site.
They already have all that, and they haven't taken advantage of it. There's always...
Most of the beds will be reserved for people who have ties to the area. What does that mean?
That's a nonsense phrase.
You mean they've been camping there already?
Yeah, right. They're settlers. No, they're squatters are what they are. You know, you squat somewhere long enough and you're not disturbed. Maybe you have some legal right to be in the community. But
we told you about this lone commissioner, Eric Eisenberg. He was on our show the other day, who said, yeah, maybe there should be a delay. We can hear more about the project, environmental, and she dismissed him.
Right.
And so they moved ahead on Wednesday, and they approved it, because with him gone, the rest of them would know they're going to chop my head off next. All right, sure.
Suddenly,
let's approve the waiver.
Look at all that happened just this week. Suddenly, there was a panic. Eisenberg gets fired from that position. His particular committee rubber stamps their approval. Then suddenly, the whole city council is behind it. The last time there was a public meeting, everybody in the meeting hall was screaming bloody murder at Karen Bass and at Katie Yaroslavsky. They were all booing. They were all heckling and jeering. Everybody there did not want this thing to be constructed. You didn't have any supporters. There's nobody in the neighborhood that supports this. Why would you?
Well, there's Margaret Gillespie. She's with the Westside Neighborhood Association. You want to know what she said? I want to thank Councilmember Yaroslavsky for her leadership. I support the project because 25 of the 30 units will be reserved for people who live here.
That is some kind of nonsense.
Misinformation circulated and the false narratives about the homeless.
What's live here mean? They're not from the neighborhood.
No, they squatted there.
No, they squatted. They're from all over the world. You know what? She's some connected friend hack who's going to give
exactly
a public statement. It's not even worth the time. So because it doesn't matter if the neighborhood supported it or not. What matters is Yaroslavsky's staff member, his favor to his old organization, was steering a $4.5 million contract. That's what the story is about. Nothing else.
And let me tell you what the danger is. The Skid Row Housing Trust is proof. They have all those buildings in downtown LA for to put all the homeless people in there. Years later, we know what happens. With all these promises, the reality is they just become overrun with gangs, drug use.
Yeah.
Everybody just forgets about them. Oh, yeah, we put them in permanent housing. Yeah. Now it's bankrupt. It's a mess.
By the way,
they constantly rebuild it.
These people are going to be on drugs, too, every day. And they're mental illness. And it doesn't matter if there are services. There's always services for these people. These people are offered services all the time by outreach workers. They don't take them.
Right.
They don't stick to any plans. There's no rehabilitating crazy people. There's no rehabilitating drug addicts. You're on meth. You're on meth. You're going to die on meth. You're on fentanyl. You're going to die on fentanyl. There's no fixing that.
You don't believe us? Look up Andy Bales, the Union Rescue Mission, though he's retiring now and moving out of state. But he is right there at ground zero with downtown L.A. and Skid Row. And he'll tell you, this is what happens. It becomes overrun with drug use. There's no policing at all done. The people just left to fend for themselves, and it becomes a horror show. Because if you put 30, 40, or 50 homeless people together in one building, it's going to be a mess.
They didn't even allow the residents to address the council before the vote.
Nah.
All the comments were after the vote.
Nice.
And you know what the council members did, because they're just a bunch of rude a-holes.
They just approve it. That's why bad developer deals were done. The council members just approve what everybody else wants.
Yeah, because it's all corrupt. They're all taking bribes. They're all doing inside deals, this one included. And then when the residents complain, they look down and they're scrolling on the on their iPhones, reading their texts and their social media messages. Well, the women are. The guys are probably scrolling through porn.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's say goodbye with the moist line. You can leave a message one of two ways. Use the iHeartRadio app Or you can always dial up the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
That homeless guy didn't sell the back seat out of her car. He turned it into a sofa, and it's sitting outside of his tent somewhere. No, he's totally enjoying kicking back in the back seat of her car out on the sidewalk somewhere.
I think I'm going to dress up as an entitled homeless person for Halloween. They get everything added to them.
You know, there's levels of racism, right? You can tell an off-color joke or you can commit a genocide. So what I want to know is pumpkin spice. Is it as racist as coffee, more racist than math, about the same as birds? There's got to be some study out there that ranks these things, right?
Pumpkin spice. This guy's about something that happened in 1600s, where over these last however many hundred years, we would not have found and purchased nutmeg from some other time. What an idiot.
Mike Collins from Austin, Texas, where gas is $2.90. So a few weeks ago, your governor was on Hannity, and he said he will admit that 80 cents of the price of gas in California is due to regulations and all that. So if you take that and add it to our price, that'd make it $3.70 in all of California. Why then is gas still $2 a gallon more than the price of gas in Texas? Someone's lying, and I guess we know who it is.
I had to take Amtrak from San Diego to Glendale recently, and I got to tell you, it was fine. The conductor comes through, very professional, takes your ticket, very pleasant. However, on the way back, I had to go from Burbank to Union Station in LA and on Metrolink, and it was a mess, filled with homeless, very filthy. Boy, oh boy.
With all of Gabby's appointees in power, you really think we have an election process?
John, this is one of the first times I disagree with you. But to spend money we don't have on wars that have nothing to do with us, which is both Ukraine and Israel, that's stupid. We're $33 trillion going on $34 trillion in debt. By 2030, we'll have $50 trillion in debt.
Why isn't Trump going over there to Israel if he's such good friends with Israel? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. I just remembered. He can't go there because he's under criminal indictment. He can't leave the country.
So since we're not in a recession, even though we have like the highest inflation rate and, you know, it hasn't been this worse ever, are we not in World War III? Even though, you know, we're practically funding two wars now, or going to be, and people are lobbing missiles at our bases.
All these Hollywood elites and Hollywood people are just full of Wasn't it like 6 months ago they were all on Kanye West's back and denouncing him and trying to cancel him for going against the Jewish elites of Hollywood? Now look at them. It makes no sense. They're all full of every single one of them.
Doesn't California have a $30 billion or so dollar deficit in their budget? How the did this idiot get the money to go to China and Israel and God knows wherever the hell else? California don't got no problems? You got to go solve the problems everywhere else? You f***ing moron.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There you go, Newsom.
Please hang up.
You are a bleeping moron. Mini president.
Pumpkin spice being racist, that really touched a nerve.
It did, apparently.
I think we had five calls on that.
That ridiculous story from, was it the Dutch, right, that went and got it?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're enjoying pumpkin spice this holiday season, you're a racist.
Right. Right. Well, that lady made a good point. Like, we never would have found it 300 years later anywhere. No. Gotten it by more legitimate means, I guess.
Conway's here. Hey, now.
Hey, this Alex Michelson's coming on with us at 4:35 or thereabouts. And he's traveling with Newsom to China and I think to Israel.
Is he really?
I think he's going.
Well, they're done with Israel.
Well, he
that was today. Oh, yeah, they're already moving on. So
you're going to
talk to him, what, on a plane?
I don't know what we're going to talk to. I guess he's meeting Newsom in China or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He told me something and I was ignoring
you just,
him.
You tune him out.
Trying to tune him out. I can read you the text he sent me.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Right, hold on one second.
This is your buddy, right? Yeah. You got a hotline with him.
Well, I don't know how hot it is. Seems to be a one-way.
He's on your show every Friday.
One-way street a lot here. And let's see. Alex Michelson. Okay, here it is. He said, all right, so he was breaking the news that Gavin Newsom is headed towards Israel ahead of his pre-planned trip to China. And he says, I'm going on the China trip with him.
Oh, okay.
All right. So he skipped it.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's going to China
today.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
And as John said and pointed out, that he went in the wrong direction, because to fly to Hong Kong and China would be heading west from here. But to get to Israel, you got to go the other way. So he went way out of his way to do
it. It's a lot of wasted jet fuel for someone so concerned.
Global emissions.
About global emissions, His
carbon footprint.
You better have Alex ask
you
him
ask
about,
Alex about that.
No, have Alex ask him about all the carbon emissions for this around-the-world trip.
Carbon. Okay.
It's C-A-R-B-O-N.
He's taking notes,
You know, it's not just Alex Michelson. 817,000 people have left California.
Is that right?
In the last year, yeah.
That's to the person, huh?
They said they've had enough. How about this? This, I don't know if you guys covered this. That local governments can now ban artificial grass.
I just read that today. Yeah.
So there's not enough water for the real grass. And if you put the fake grass in, that's illegal, too.
Yeah, Newsom signed a bill on that.
That's right.
Because it's made up of components that decay and
cause cancer.
Yeah. Chemicals.
So all you can have is dirt.
That's right.
So years ago, they touted it to help the drought, but now they're like, oh, now it can kill you with dangerous chemicals. Right.
Forget it. No other state has these stories.
It's
everybody
wild.
Else just grows grass. I mean, but we can't have grass. We can't have artificial anything. Turf. Just
so,
rocks.
And here, the last thing working on real quick, California's tallest Christmas tree has arrived at the Citadel outlets. I think that's early. It's October.
You think it'll be shoplifted?
I don't know.
It was all, it's already been stolen.
Yeah, it's going to be on fire. It's going to be all burned out by November 4th.
Ding
dong with that tree.
Okay. Love it. What a show.
That's unbelievable.
Can't wait for Alex.
Conway's here, and then Crozier's got the news. Come on.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.